Good morning, Australia, and good evening, America. We have had some little technical issues today getting on to Zoom and connecting to BBS. And we're going to talk to the delightful John Williams. The show that you're listening to today is Radio Tony Everyday Business with John Williams and the Andrea Method. And I'm really glad that we are finally live on air and really appreciative to have the expertise of Don from BBS working in the background. So before I take the time to introduce you to the magnificent person that is John Williams, I'm going to tell you a little bit about him. So John believes that the key to your success is your commitment to do the work. The trick to success is what you work on. It won't happen unless you step up. Context versus content. John's skill lies in ensuring that you are operating at your peak, the best version of you, so that you can honour the commitment you've made to yourself and be the leader that you were born to be. Now, John has 35 years in senior leadership positions operating around the globe, and this is backed up with an MBA in leadership, strategic management, and international business. So John and the team at Andrea Solutions have your back and know what it takes to push you to a new level. So the other thing that I wanted to share with you today before I let John speak is that he used to broadcast, but it's been about 38 plus years since he's done that. So it was a little bit of trepidation to get him live on the show. And I'm so excited that he's taken that giant leap to come on live radio. Live radio is challenging. You have to go with the glitches and the technical issues and just get on with it. So without any further ado, please welcome my co-host for the show, John Williams.
Hi, Tony. It's great to be here. Really exciting.
I think that this, just reflecting on the technology changes since you last went to broadcast, what's it like?
I mean, we've gone from analog to digital. Last time I broadcast, yes. I had reel-to-reels over here. I had turntables down here, desk in front of me, and my cart's over on the right-hand side. So, and I was in an announce studio, which was kind of fun.
Did you have to manage all of that technical stuff?
Yeah, you
yourself?
Did. You self-managed the desks and
Oh, wow.
Nowadays, the limit to, we're congratulating, we had a brand new desk in those days, because that's 40 years ago. And we were like, oh, gee, look how small it is. And nowadays, the limit is the size of the human hand. That's the limit to how small it can be. So obviously the technology has changed, and who would have thought of the internet? But I'll tell you something really interesting.
At that time, the internet wouldn't have been around, would it?
No, we postulated that one day you'd be able to buy a device that would come with all the music you ever wanted on it, and it would be about, I don't know, 12 inches by 12 inches by 12 inches, and you might pay a lot of money for it, but there would be all the music you wanted. So we thought about that 4 years ago, and what do we got? We've got the iPod.
Exactly.
And now we don't even have that. We don't bother. Yeah. We just have Spotify.
Yeah. I was talking to a girl this morning, and she was talking about what might come out of the COVID world crisis in terms of technology and business ideas. And so that kind of segues into, I really want to talk about John and John's journey and all the things that you've done in the intervening time since you were last to broadcast. So tell me about your journey.
Well, I left broadcasting to get into marketing because I got interested in marketing through research for programming on radio. And I rapidly progressed. At age 23, I had my first general manager's job, which was like, whoa, you put the baby in charge. And now I've got a 23-year-old general manager. You're kidding me. But there I was. And so these poor people, I had to learn on the job. I think I did a reasonable job, but you're only 23. What can I say? And that's when I first started getting into international business, because that was in the soft toy business. That's a wonderful business, the plush business, because there's not too many businesses you can get away with having a teddy bear on your lap, and that's all okay. All the cuddles are for free. And my children loved it because we would import samples from overseas, and those that didn't make it, they had the plush collection from heaven. They had everything from huge St. Bernards and giant pandas down to little pink panthers and Kermit the Frogs and you name it. They pretty much had it as far as soft toys are concerned. But that is what got me into international business and got me up into Asia and whatnot, and got my interest there. And then I spent a lot of time in the paper and plastics industry, both in the converting side of it and then eventually in moving huge quantities of it around the world. Of interest to American consumers in particular will be the Friskies that they buy for their cats. Right. For the longest time, the board that's packed in came from New Zealand, and I was involved in that trade, creating that from Australia, which is the way international business goes. Somebody sits in Australia, does business between New Zealand and the US, and finances out of Austria, as it happened in this case.
Oh, wow. So that experience in international business kind of had you crisscrossing the globe like almost daily, didn't it?
Well, I've lost count of how many times I've been around the world, and I eventually moved to Chicago so as I'd only have to go across the Pacific once a month, once from Chicago this way to Australia and then back to Chicago. And that was my idea of reducing travel. So it gives you an idea how much I traveled. And it was an amazing job. Certainly from the outside, it was an amazing job. People, I lost count of the number of people who would like to have carried my bags or come along as my secretary or whatever that was needed. But it's very demanding and it's very, very lonely.
Yes. You did enjoy your time in Chicago in the US, though.
I love Chicago. Yeah. So if the Chicago listeners.
Yes.
Yeah, I love Chicago. I think I love America. And I think America stands for so many great things, and I just wish them well through this COVID crisis that they're having to cope with here.
I think that for America, or for us as Australians watching on America at the moment, I feel a little heartbroken for America and what they're going through in terms of leadership and COVID. We talk to our fellow Americans, I do, weekly, and John will be weekly talking to Americans. And I feel a little heartbroken for everything that they're struggling with at the moment, and in particular their leadership and the COVID crisis. And it will be, I watch with interest to see what happens, because America is a huge, big, wonderful country, and it would be a devastating shame for them to not be great once again because of all the things that they're going through.
If America does anything really, really well, it reinvents itself and comes back powerfully. It's the land of the free. And I'm sure that they will come through this and show astonishing abilities with technology. More Nobel Prize winners come out of America than any other country. So,
and that's
let's hope that their systems work.
It's the flip side of a world crisis, isn't it? You just don't know what might come out of it as a consequence of the amount of change and pivot, and what the technology, what the inventions, what the thoughts might be that come out of this time where we've been forced to sit, reflect in lockdown, and the changes to our commonly held lifestyle. It could be a wonderful thing.
Well, to be honest with you, Tony, this is where we see Andrea Solutions being a leader in this space, because we will find a lot of people wanting to reinvent themselves, reinvent who they are as business leaders, as individuals. And that's what the Andrea Method is all about. it's what Tanya and I went about creating it for.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we're thinking that in a post-COVID world, people are going to look and go, so what is really important to me?
Yes.
What is my purpose? Why am I here? And that sort of goes back to my previous life when I realized that, look, I was at the top of my profession. I literally could wake up in the morning and decide to go to Singapore. In fact, I actually had my child ring me while I was in Singapore and say, Dad, can you bring home some milk from work today? And no, I'm through to Singapore today. So that's how common it was.
That was a catalyst for you, wasn't it? That thought that you are just on the road so much, that was the catalyst that kind of started you on this next journey in your life,
wasn't
it? Well,
I think it was, Tony, because you set off in life and you say, listen, this is what I want to achieve. I want to climb a mountain. And then when you get to the top of the mountain and you look around and you go, there's nobody here but me. I remember standing in Bourke Street in Melbourne and being surrounded by people and not knowing anybody. And the arriving at airports eventually got to me. I know you've watched the movie Love Actually, and there's the airport scenes. Makes me cry every time, because when I go there, I always think of those times when, time and time again, I would be arriving at an airport and I'd be looking for the taxi rank or the guy holding the sign Williams, or even, you know, like I've even used to have the wonderful situation where I'd be picked up by limousines and taken to a first class hotel, and then you'd be able to first get at the pointy end of it. It's a wonderful, wow, that's amazing, right? But here's the point, Tony. All of that caring, of that caring is value bearing. The reason they love you is because you're paying them.
Yes.
And you stop and you think, why am I doing? What difference am I making to the world? Buying paper in New Zealand, selling it into the US, and having pet food boxes made of it. I mean, I can find some rationale. If that's what you do, that's your gig, great.
Yeah.
But I always felt there was more. And eventually I got to a point with that work where I literally didn't want to do it anymore. I'd done with it.
Yes. Yeah.
And then you force yourself to do it and then you don't get well. That's not good for your health.
No.
So I had to change.
Yeah. So tell us about that process of changing and what it's led to.
Well, firstly, it led to a great dark hole in that particular situation. Yes. Because if I'm not that, what am I? This is the next question. If that's not who I am, who am I? What is it that is important to?
And let's make it clear. You were very successful at that high level global position.
The only step up for me not was without global success. Managing director.
Yes.
So that was the only step up for me in that business. I created businesses that still function today throughout Asia. Successful business into the US that lasted 14 years, many years past my involvement, my active involvement.
Yeah.
So yes, I was successful. I conquered that mountain. But as I say, when I got there, I thought, well,
it wasn't what you thought, and it wasn't enough.
It wasn't enough, and it wasn't because I could go on making money, and you know, just to, I'll be boastful, but at that point in time, I owned three houses in Brisbane, apartment in Melbourne, and I rented an apartment in Chicago. So, if that gives you a context, that's how I lived my life at that point in time.
But which for the world looking on, they see that as success. For lots of people, that looks like success, but it's often lonely and without merit and without purpose. And that exactly was the turning point for you, which led to Andrea Solutions. And so I love this story about how Andrea Solutions came to being. And I want you to tell our listeners today about that story.
Right. Well, when part of my process of recovering myself was mm-hmm. to say, well, what's next? And I thought, well, I'm an expert in negotiation, so arbitration and mediation. I went down and did training on those areas. But then I saw this advertisement, and it was in about coaching. And I thought, okay, let's have a look at that. Let's go have a look at that. And that company, they quite like what they saw. Didn't work out there, but that's where I met Tanya.
Yes.
She was here in Brisbane and I was here in Brisbane, and we started to build a development. And both of us moved away from that organization. But then one day, out of the blue, I get a phone call from Tanya saying, hey, I'm writing this course and I want to make it into videos. Will you voice the videos for me? And I thought, wow, that's interesting. I haven't done voiceover work for, 30, 40 years.
Yeah, yeah.
But hey, yeah, okay. I'll
give it a go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then about 8 weeks or a couple of months later, I wondered what was going. So I rang Tanya back and I said, what's going on with this course? Oh, the girl I was going to write it with, she had decided to go and do something else. So I'm on my own and I don't play well on my own. And I said, well, all right, I'll play with you. Let's play.
I love those words. I don't play well on my own. It's beautiful, isn't it?
Well, this is play. I'm playing with you now. I'm in the sandpit here, Tony. So if you've not realized it, this is fun time. And if it's not, and that was, like back in the trading days, it wasn't fun. They got to not be fun anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it's thrilling to start with, but in the end, it's just a drag.
Loses its luster.
That's right. It's just lonely. I used to say to my kids, I'm a traveling salesman. I just happen to travel on jets.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it. But getting back to the Andrea story.
Yes. Yes.
And then we got set too. Tanya is also an Italian citizen and spends a great deal of time in Italy. So she took off back to Italy for Christmas, which is a good idea because in Brisbane it gets pretty hot at Christmas.
Yeah, Italy in December. Yeah, not much to choose really, is it?
Well, anyway, we crisscrossed the planet. She would write a program and a lesson. I'd edit it, send it back and go, this is my thoughts. And we'd come up with a lesson. And then we learned how to create the videos. And so we went out building the course, which is, we don't know whether we did this the right way around or the wrong way around. And it probably doesn't matter because the point is we were building a course to live by.
Yes.
And initially we called it Living Consciously. And now it has the name Andrea. The Andrea method, living consciously. And that's because we eventually settled on Andrea, which is part of the course. And I'll explain that in a minute. But we thought, okay, we're going to create a course to live by that's built on our own trauma, our own challenges that we look at and go, okay, so what is it that we need as an...
Yes.
And even before I came on the show, I listened to myself. Talking about Be, Do, Have, which is one of the lessons, just as a refresher, who are you going to be?
Yeah.
Who are you going to be to get the result that you want?
Yeah.
So that's as we started. And then we settled on the name Andrea because Andrea is one of the four ancient Greek cardinal virtues.
Yes.
And essentially,
I love this story too.
I've actually got some paper here because I didn't want to get it wrong. So
that's okay.
In the Grecian Wars, if you're a warrior in the Grecian Wars, there was no guarantee that you were going to live or die. That was in the hands of the gods, so to say. But what was within your power was having the decision to actually step up, to have the courage, to take yourself on. So that's that in a fundamental way. But the virtue of Andrea goes so much further.
It does.
It's really about one of the definitions I've got here in front of me is to counter faint-heartedness, laziness, and over-attachment to pleasure. It involves an attitude of taking the fight to the enemy, where the enemy is one's own foolishness, vice, and ignorance.
Yes.
And it manifests itself as a willingness or even a love of toil, effort, or even a self-directed anger to change. So the best word we can come up with is the courage. It's courage.
Yes. Yes.
Aristotle thought of Andrea as the greatest among the Grecian virtues because it was the one that guaranteed the others, which by the way, are prudence, mm-hmm. temperance, and justice. But have the courage to actually make these things happen. So we thought that perfectly described what we want to help people do, to find the courage to be who they were born to be, to inspire, influence, and impact their world through being who they were born to be, not who they were told to be. And if I relate that to my own story.
Or they should be.
Told they should be. Should the dirty word.
Yes.
Where I ended up was because I believed that is what I had to do. That was my duty in my family context, given the privileges that I had enjoyed as a child and what had gone before, was for me to do that and be that successful human being.
Yes.
And and I got there. And then I realized, there's a bit more to this than just having the money to do this or do the other thing.
Yeah.
There's actual wisdom. And that's when I dived into being this person that's with you today and have spent 8 years changing that around and being who I am today. And that's why, so we created this course, and the course, the Andrea Method, which you can do a plug. You can find it at andrea.solutions.
I was just going to say, we can't talk about Andrea Solutions without pointing you to the beautiful website that is Andrea Solutions. So that's Andrea, spelt Andrea.solutions. Sorry, go on, John.
So if you go there, you can see it. And there's a part there more about the curriculum. And it breaks down the model that is there. So essentially what we're talking about here is that everybody wakes up to a default position. When you wake up in the morning, you're at a default position. So the first part of the Andrea Method, living consciously, is finding your default position. And in that area, we explore the lost art of listening, what it is to really listen versus hearing something. We talk about internal chatter, those little voices in our heads, the ones that say, who do you think you are? And you're not good enough. Those are the normal two channels. Then we go.
John, sorry, that what you're referring to, we refer to in Australia as the tall poppy syndrome. So who the hell do you think you are? And it's very prevalent across Australian culture and very much part of our psyche, which is different from any Americans that I've ever met. They just don't have it. But Australians have it in bucket loads, don't we?
We do have it in bucket loads. However, I will venture to suggest that Americans have it in a different way.
Okay.
And it'll show up. It can show up in a number of ways, but we all have doubting Thomases in our heads, I'm afraid.
Yes.
But they're always, having the courage to move on. And I will put my hand on my heart and say, that's why I have faith in America recovering through its current situation, because it is a nation that shows great courage and great fortitude. So I'm, and that will be there. However, these questioning voices, and then the next part was what's really bugging you, what's really causing you to not actually get where you want to be. Voices from the past, things that people have said to you, trauma that you've taken on board, labels that you've given that trauma, that you are replaying time and time again, that are keeping you in the loop.
Yeah.
So we talk about getting through this. And each one of these facets has a video lesson which we encourage people to play often, as many often as they can. There's audio tracks to go with it, and there's workbooks which we suggest people go and do and then revisit again towards the end of the week. There's lots of other stuff as well, but that's the basic concept. And the last lesson in that module is fear. We talk about fear. What really is fear? Fear versus danger. know, we're as fair as an invention of our mind that creates, we need to do something to actually make it real.
Yes.
Danger is real. Danger is someone who's coming at you with a gun.
Yeah.
And it's real.
And we're talking about that fear that paralyzes you from doing what you feel you need to do. So I'm going to use John in this example. There was fear around coming back on a live broadcast show, but he has courage because of all the work that he's done, and he's done it anyway. And so it's about that old adage, feel the fear and do it anyway. Because it's powerful shift that happens in your mind and your body when you feel the fear and do it anyway. Powerful motivation to change your life will get you over that fear of doing whatever it is that you're fearful of.
Yes, and that takes us very nicely to the next module.
Yes.
which is creating your new self.
Yes.
And in that particular module, we start off by looking at the language that you use, the words that you use, because as Hafiz, the Persian poet, once said, the words you use become the house you live in.
Yes.
And that's extremely true, that there is nothing more powerful than the words that you actually use every day that build exactly what you are doing and what you are saying and what you're attracting into your life. That's
definitely
that's really, really important. So then we talk about speaking your truth, your ability to be truthful to yourself. And true about where you were at and what you really want. And that was a really tough one for me, Tony, I have to tell you.
In terms of coming to
terms with saying, well, so you've been really successful and you're doing very well, but you're not happy. So what's the truth here?
Yeah.
What's the truth? What do you have to do to change? And that's a big question that people often struggle around.
Yeah.
So, and then there's also the other thing is that telling the truth won't just set you free. It will set other people free. You'd be surprised how many people will turn around and go,
so correct.
Ah, so that's, you feel that way too? I didn't want to say that, but you know, I kind of see you where you're coming from. It's really liberating. Speak your truth.
Yeah.
And we look at purpose and why it matters. What's the difference between your vision, your mission, and your purpose?
Yes.
And we talk about values in there, defining your values. And this is the point you were making before, Tony, about finding that thing that gives you the courage to pull yourself over the top of the trench and into the firing line, like I feel like I am right now, putting myself over the top and going, okay, let's do this. And, you know, we set this target. We're going to do this today, and we're doing it today.
Yes.
And that feels amazing because we're doing it.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
The reason I'm here is because I passionately believe in what Tanya and I are doing.
Yes.
Passionately believe in the virtue of Andrea. And I passionately believe that the world would be a better place if we saw a lot more of that virtue.
Yeah. And we're talking about, you know, you can be at that CEO level and that global level and be unhappy and have all the appearance of success. But if you need to dig deeper to find that happiness, and that's not to say that you need to leave your job or stop doing what you're doing, but it may mean that you need to find the way that gives you some passion, purpose, and happiness at that high level. And
yeah, look, I mean, that's entirely possible. You have clients they don't really want to change the way they're living. And I would have to say that if I had discovered what I know now,
yes,
maybe I don't know, let's say 5 years when the gloss was starting to come off.
Yes.
And I thought, you know, I could have this as well, because it's not, yes, doesn't have to be instead. You don't have to throw the baby out with the bathwater. You can.
Yes.
It's just understanding what your mind is saying to you. The role your reticular activating system and your amygdala is playing in your everyday life.
Yeah.
But further than that, the more you understand about how human beings work, the better leader you will be, the more powerful leader you will be.
I was just going to say, this then applies to not only just the leaders in an organization, but it applies to the whole corporation /organization. If you as a leader start doing this work on yourself and then empower everyone else within your team and organization to do the same thing, you can have powerful change in your corporation and in your own life. So it's not just about individuals. It starts with the individuals, doesn't it though, John?
Well, like any change, it normally starts at the top. Yes, you can put a lonely beacon in the dark and it will still shine. It'll find it hard. But if you have a whole cluster of beacons together, you have the nucleus of a star. So then the light overcomes the dark. One of the ways I really like looking at it, Tony, is being. We talk about being, and that's the next module. Yep. I'll get onto that shortly. We've got to talk about responsibility first.
I know.
we talk about being as being. You're a human being, not a human doing.
Yes.
Who you are being now is generating the results that you're getting. If
that's
you want
right.
a different set of results, you need to be a different person. But one of the ways of being is your ability or your relationship to contribution. Mm. Now, contribution is not just you giving to me, Tony, you give me contribution, you get me on your show and whatnot.
Yeah.
But it's your ability to take contribution from Dom and whoever else is in your world and or myself.
Yeah.
If you think about it as an individual, you've already got so much. You're only yay tall, yay wide, and even though I've got a few more kilograms or pounds than I ought to have, you know, and I've only got X thinking power.
Yes.
But I can channel so many more people and so much more wisdom if I am open to contribution. So if you're leading a corporation, you're leading an organization, and you make yourself open. And one of the ways is through coaching. One of the ways is the likes of the Andrea method.
Yes.
And you can get coaching. We offer that one-to-one coaching as well.
Yes.
But that's one of the ways you can open yourself up to contribution. That contribution, and I like now using the analogy of the old water jar. You're a water jar. You've got water in you. And you can give how much water that in that jar is the limit to what you can give out.
Yes.
But if you start pouring water into that jar, then as long as you keep that water going in, you can keep giving out.
Yeah.
The effect of that on an organization borders on the miraculous. It really does. People go, how the heck was that achieved? And it was achieved by getting everybody aligned, everybody coming along, willing to contribute to the company's goals. And that's normally because by achieving the company's goals, they get to achieve their own goals. Or they're not there anymore.
Yeah.
Because there's not alignment. So there's some tough love in here as well.
Yes.
But that concept of being and being able to really make that happen is all about contributing. I have three coaches at the moment. So that's what that helps me be who I am, because I've got people looking out for me.
Yeah. And that's part of that concept of lifelong learning. So I too have coaches as well, and I will continue to get coaches. As you experience coaching, then you get directed to the next level of coaching. So your coaching experience might start down here, but as you learn, there will always be someone that can teach you something. And it's that commitment to lifelong change and learning that will make you the best leader of a global empire, the best business owner, the best entrepreneur, or the best individual within an organization. This concept of Andrea goes through all levels of humanity, be you a world dominating CEO or someone who just aspires to that CEO or C-level role or job. Doing something like this can actually, if that's what you aspire to do and be, then doing something like the Andrea method will help you get there as well.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, how inspiring is it? How inspiring do we find it when somebody shows us vulnerability, when they have the vulnerability to show us what they really think, what they really feel?
Yes.
Right? You know, Martin Luther King with his I Have a Dream speech, he stood there and that was it. It was real. Yeah. And it still will give me goosebumps. And I'm an Australian, New Zealand Australian.
Yes.
Not living in that culture.
Yeah.
But when people are vulnerable and honest, then they bring people with them. But it takes courage. It takes
definitely
a large amount of it takes Andrea.
It does.
Which is the virtue of Andrea. And and it takes responsibility, which is the next getting back to our modules, the next lesson is responsibility, right? All behavior, basically, you're either taking responsibility for your life or you're not.
Yeah.
And if you're not, you're like a cork in the surf. Your life's going to happen, but other people are going to determine what's going to happen with your life. Or you can take responsibility. And then, sometimes you'll take responsibility and you won't get your own way.
No.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
But the point is that you are then looking and going, okay, well, it's not a one-off event. It's reoccurring.
Yeah.
It is always reoccurring.
Yeah.
Data is data. This has happened. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
Am I going to blame somebody? Or am I going to say, well, I've lost my job. COVID-19's happened.
Yes.
What am I going to do? Am I going to regroup, rebuild, find what it is that I'm really powerfully motivated to do? Which is what Andrea is all about. Find that thing that you're powerfully motivated, that you will go the extra mile to achieve, that you will crawl over cut glass to deliver.
That's right.
Because that you believe in this. Yeah. Or am I just going to sit there and go, well, life's terrible, la la la. So responsibility, that is a key driver. So that's creating the new you. And then we get on to, and I'll quickly get on to taking action. And this is a conscious action is what we call this particular lesson. And it kicks off with a lesson called Be, Do, Have. Now, most of us have the idea that if we have something, then we'll, if I have the car, sorry, I got that wrong. If I work hard and I make the money, I'll have the car. So if I do the work, I'll have the car and then I'll be happy. Right, or I'll have the life. That's the life that's the way I used to live my life.
Yes.
I do the work and I work like a Trojan to get where I was.
Yes.
And then I'll have the toys and I had them all and I'll be happy. Newsflash, that's not the way life works.
No.
Life works is keyed around being. Now, there's a science called ontology, which is the science of existence and being, this is what all our teaching is based on, is that attached to every set of results is a way of being, and attached to every way of being is a set of results. So if you want to change your results, you have to change the way in which you are being. And probably the simplest way I can illustrate this is, if we go into a universe where there's only red and blue, well, what colors are possible in a universe of red and blue, Tony?
Purple. Red.
Purple, red, and blue. And blue. Right.
Yep.
Is green possible?
I don't think so.
Not in that universe. No.
That's right.
So you have to change the context in order for green to become to come in. You have to bring yellow in to get green. If you're going to bring yellow into it, why not bring some black in, and then we've got CMYK and we can have any color on the rainbow. So if you've got to change the, it's changing the context. And the other great example is Newtonian versus quantum physics.
Yes.
Nothing has changed in the world, just the way in which we look at it.
Yeah.
So that perspective makes a huge, huge difference. So if you can change who you are being, and that requires conscious action, which is where living consciously came from, you have to be conscious of yourself. This is a very simple concept, but it is far from easy. And that's where the course and because you get lifetime access to this thing. Well, you get structure. Structure is really important, Tony. You know, like, so, and that's what we've created in the Andrea method. It's structure, which we supplement through one-to-one coaching for those people who want to go to that extent. But this program, this online program, is entirely self-contained, and that's why
you can do it online at your own pace.
You can do it online on any device at your own place, own pace.
Yes,
and that's why one of the reasons I'm really so excited to be here, Tony, because where I see the internet radio going is okay. Do you have questions? Send them in, and we'll give you the answers, or we'll give you what we think
on the show. Absolutely, on the show.
And we can build that from there. So I'm very excited about this being a feedback mechanism to support the Andrea method online. So So the next thing we do in taking action is accountability.
That's the way. There's that word.
There's that word. It makes people squirm. You say we're going to talk about accountability. Two things about accountability.
It's tough. Accountability is tough, isn't it? You need the courage to accept that.
Well, the first thing, accountability, first rule of accountability, you apply it to yourself first.
Yes.
You're not going to be able to hold anybody to account unless you're walking the walk.
That's right.
If you're doing it, then you can expect others to do it. But you'll just end up with a whole bunch of upset coming your way if you think that you can get away with saying to somebody, oh, I'm going to hold you to account, and you know, hold yourself to account. Now, the other thing I want to say about accountability is that part of accountability does not, well, holding other people to account is a very, very small part of accountability. The big benefit comes from your declaration.
Yeah.
Your declaration that I am. Whatever follows those two words has the power to make you whatever it is that you want to be. I am.
Yeah.
So when you say I will, then that's a declaration. It's a declaration to those around you. And you start talking about what you will and what you want and what you're trying to achieve. You don't know who's listening. I don't know who's listening today.
That's right. Yeah.
Right. But even in a conversation, if you're in a conversation, heavens knows they might open cafes and bars again.
I don't know. It's kind of looking.
But you're in a conversation. You don't know that the person that's standing next to you, or the friend of a friend, or you don't know who they know, who actually wants to help you achieve what it is that you want to achieve. That is blown into our, like you and I, Tony, like we have blown together through LinkedIn.
Yes.
And yet here we are, and we have very similar common ideals, and we're here helping each other.
Absolutely.
Achieve those outcomes. And that is a product of the universe. This is
absolutely.
This is
absolutely.
The power of declaration. And that's part of accountability. When you are prepared to have yourself held to account by making a declaration, that is an incredible, powerful thing. You know, there's the power of commitment. I've forgotten, there was a poem about it. It's often attributed to Goethe, but the main part of it is that about the moment you make a commitment, all sorts of things come your way. The universe starts attributing.
It's magical when you do that. When you make a decision and a commitment and release it, then things happen, and you won't necessarily know what is happening. So for John and I to connect, I was actually thinking about how that happened. And it was actually one of my blogs about internet radio on LinkedIn. And John just sent me a simple little email and I got back to him and said, I love to talk because this is my passion. I've discovered radio, online live radio, despite its nerve-wracking technical hitches from time to time. I love it. And I love the fact that I get to participate in John's journey and talking about the Andrea solution and how that helps people. So the combined efforts of John and I, John's passion about Andrea's living consciously and the program that he has and strongly believes in, and I'm passionate about helping John tell the world about how this program can help. So combine the two of us and magic happens. The power of collaboration of like-minded people is immense. So if you're wanting to do something, collaborate with someone, because it's not competition, it's doubling your efforts. So if you're passionate about something, collaborate with someone who has the same or similar vision, get that out into the world and see it change before your eyes. And so John started telling me about his concept and about Andrea's solutions and how it came to be and what it was, I just was really excited because I'm like, this guy gets it. So normally I'm talking to women and that's normally who I talk to, but to find John who has been at that senior corporate level and who just oozes the change that he speaks about and the methods that they've him and Tanya have put into this course, it's fantastic. It's something I'm passionate about, and the more people we talk to and the more people we have, the better our world will be, the better our corporations will be, the better our leaders will be, the better humanity will be. And all it takes is starting with a simple conversation live on air to whoever's listening and off we go. Yeah. I'm a very great believer in the power of the spoken word. And that's where online radio sits, the power and of the spoken word.
Absolutely, the power of the spoken word. And that's what the Andrea Method delivers a lot. That's why we've got the videos and this sort of thing. And I would invite people to go to Andrea, that's Andreia.solutions.
Solutions.
Yes. Check it out and see what we're about. There's lots of blogs and things that we've written, and you can go search those things up and get involved in our with the community. And this is the contribution. This is the contribution that Tanya and I are trying to make to the world. And we know that it makes a difference in people's lives.
Yeah.
The last two parts, which I have, I'll very quickly talk about, is focus.
Yeah, because before we run out of time, I really want to get back to Tanya and a little bit about Tanya's story, but I'm keen for you to finish off
I'll do it very quickly. So the second to last lesson is focus. It's about getting your focus on what it is that you want to do, finding out what you want to do, what's your focus. And the last one, and this is very important, is gratitude. Gratitude is the key to it all, and the ancient philosophical masters knew this: gratitude in advance for what you're going to receive, and be happy in that situation. And understanding that concept, that's the key to it all. So that's lesson 12, and then it's back to lesson 1. And you can jump on the circle anywhere you like to jump onto it, and go round and round and round, because
they're standalone.
12, you've got a new default position. Move on. Why should you limit yourself? So thanks, Tony. Yeah, back to Tony. What was you want to
say? I can't stop that conversation there, because gratitude is one of my superpowers. and that's not me speaking. That's what other people have said to me. But I had to learn how to be grateful. So I had to learn that even when life is really, really not nice, to find the things to be grateful for. And it's a learned skill. But once you learn it, you have it for life because it keeps popping up. And so it's just the simplest things. So I was talking about this morning, and we live in the country. And as I drive home on my little country road, there's a certain point that I get to before I get home. Every time I drive from that spot, there's a graciousness and a gratefulness that wells up in my heart, and it's a heart feeling, and I am so glad and so grateful, and I just often just go, thank you, universe, thank you so much. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
So simple, but such a powerful thing in changing your life, your focus, and the way that your life flows. So I'm excited that John will be and I will be able to talk about all these concepts in more detail as we go on. But I want to, before we run out of time, I really wanted to talk about Tanya and why Tanya started on this path. There's a very special story about Tanya Caprioli's journey with Andrea Solutions.
Well, Tanya decided to write this course as a course that she could live by that would help her achieve what she wanted to achieve, amongst which was peace of mind.
Yeah.
Tanya, unfortunately, was caught in a major earthquake in Italy. And as a result of that, PTSD of being in that earthquake and trauma. And so this was a way in which Tanya was able to go, okay, so these are the things that help me, and I want to remind myself and bring these things into my life on a continuum. And that's what led to the Andrea method. It was really that, and she recruited me in to achieve it. And of course I had my issues, and we sort of went about with them and creating this program that really is a program to live by.
Yeah. And that process of healing trauma has brought about this powerful method to help others in their journey. And so a big shout out to Tanya, because I'm sure she's watching this morning and wishing us all the best of luck. Not that we needed it. We're all good. So Tanya, does she still go back to Italy? Not that we can fly at the moment, of course, but...
Yes.
She goes back home from time to time.
She has a brother who lives in Italy. And so she spends as much time as she can. I think she's planning a trip back, but I guess we'll see how that
It's kind of a moving scenario, isn't it? Mm. You don't know. I've got tours hopefully planned for 2021, but that will again depend on what's happening around the world at that time. So now I want to get on to, again, before we run out of time, what we're going to be talking about next week. So John and I, this is the first of a weekly show talking about the work that John and Tanya do around Andrea Solutions. And today was about introducing John and talking about Andrea Solutions, and then we're going to segue into individual components without delving too much into the course, but talking generally about the concepts within the course so that we can add value to your lives. So John, what are we going to be talking about next week?
Well, next week I thought we would do the logical and focus on the first module, which is finding your default position and what goes on in there, and perhaps give some people some ideas as to how they can look at their thought patterns and recognize them for what they are, that they're actually patterns, repeating recordings,
because we get into the process of living our life and going to work or going shopping or doing what we normally do in our life, and you have to actually stop and take some time to think about your thoughts. And I know that sounds strange, but you have to do that. You have to consciously recognize some of the stories that are happening within your mind and start to challenge them. They will continue and keep going until you stop and give yourself that mindfulness space is probably the best way to describe it, or some self-reflective time through processes like journaling, because that's going to get you to the place where, oh gosh, every time I kick my toe, I call myself a silly person. How is that helpful? Do you know? It's as simple as that. And once you start that process, then you start to recognize some of the other patterns and some of the other stories that are happening in your brain on a day-to-day basis that you don't necessarily halt or try and fix.
Yeah, and this is why we talk about living consciously. And that's where the Andrea method at andrea.solutions, you're in there. You get to do the workbooks. That's, you talk about journaling.
Yes. Right?
This is like that's what the workbooks are about. It's like,
yes.
Okay, so listen to this. This is the concept we're introducing to you. And yes. Now go do the workbook and you can get into your own world in the workbook. And that's done online as well. That's Google Forms. So that's,
yes,
it's all online. It's all there. You can do it on any device.
So despite the fact that John is based in Australia, and just like I'm based in Australia, our radio show is out of the US. So we are effectively worldwide. Anyone, anywhere can jump onto andrea.solutions and go down that path of finding out what John and Tanya have created, become part of their community, look at their courses, talk to them about coaching. They are available for you at any time across all world time zones. And so this is our first show together, and it has been just such a pleasure to get John back on live radio. That's been the highlight of my week, because I've, of course, John and I have been talking lots and lots, and that voice of his is such a beautiful broadcasting voice, and I'm really excited that we decided to do these shows together. I'm glad that John agreed to co-host with me, and now the next step might be to get Tanya on for a little while at some stage during our ensuing programs. But for this week, we are out of time. And I want to thank everyone for listening today. I encourage you to jump on to Andrea Solutions, andrea.solutions, and check out John and the team. If you want to connect with John, that's the best way to connect with him. Ask him any questions. Him and his team are ready, willing, and able to help you on your search to find the best version of you. Join us each week, 11 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time and 6 p.m. Pacific Time from San Fran, and we'll be joining you next week. So thank you, John, my wonderful co-host on Radio Tony Everyday Business. We'll join you all again next week. Over to you, Don.
I'm John Williams, co-creator of the Andrea Method, how to inspire, influence, and impact your world your way. The Andrea Method, available now from andrea.solutions. The Power of You, an inside run on the tricks your mind plays on you that stop you from living your life your way. The Power of You, dealing with the past, working on the now. The Power of You, live from Brisbane, Australia. Andrea Solutions, The Power of You. An inside run on the tricks your mind plays. Dealing with the past and working on the now. The Power of You. Live your life your way. The Power of You, with John Williams, co-creator of the Andrea Method. Inspire, influence, and impact your world by being who you were born to be and not who you were told you should be. The Andrea Method, available now from andrea.solutions. The Power of You and the Andrea Method, back next Tuesday, 6 p.m. Pacific Time. Andrea's The Power of You, live from Brisbane, Australia.
Join us each week for another episode of Radio Tony Everyday Business. Thank you for watching and listening to Radio Tony Everyday Business. Join us each week.